Once again, it's time for Event News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
And to press as we go, Bono, the headline this week, Marcus. They're shelving one album and working on another one. Who else could be so productive during a pandemic as this band? We knew they were up to something.
Yeah, the album that they almost finished or were gonna finish was called Songs of Ascent. I'm curious as to what they were gonna do. Cats like these are always making music, so you know that during these times they've been continually writing music. They haven't been on the road in a while, but I can assure you they've written enough music to put together a few albums. And the fact that they shelved this album for something more rock and roll is pretty interesting. I'm curious as to both what they did and what they want to do.
Well, Bono says that he and Edge are working at a very high level on the second album. We don't have a name yet for that one. But you know, sooner or later, Songs of Ascent will see the light of day.
I wonder if it will be via free download.
Bono's commented about that recently, so you never say never. Motley Crue said never a long time ago, then went back on that, but Mick Mars is saying never as far as touring goes for him, retiring this week. Just as the band is announcing its part in the stadium tour with Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett for 2023.
Yeah, his body has taken a beating over the years. He has, I think it's called AS, ankylosing spondylitis. And
it makes it really hard to hold a guitar and play all night on stage.
Yeah, I think it's a degenerative back disease of some sort. And
yes,
the fact that he's really struggling and he's been able to hold out as long as he has is pretty impressive. But obviously, his body's beaten up, so.
The last few weeks, there have been rumors about John 5 joining Motley Crue, and now we know where they came from. All the best to Mick, who's going to stay active in the studio with the crew, and to John 5 as he goes on the road with the band in the new year. Chrissy Hynde got everybody's attention this week when she said she was going to make an announcement about a new album. Turns out it's about a solo turn. What you got, Marcus?
Her new album coming out is called Relentless, and I'm excited to hear it. She has been consistent in putting out music. She's got her touring band, His Lordship, behind her, and recently they did a low-key UK tour, and I'm sure they're going to do some sort of limited run tour as well, and hopefully they will do a nice U.S. run. She still sounds great live, and I'm looking forward to hearing new music from her. Her music has been consistent, and she's aged very well and continued to write fantastic songs.
Can't wait to hear it. It's a Event News Update. Ray and Marcus giving you the info that we find out there on the internet streets of America, and then we twist it up and put it into story form for you. This one's pretty straightforward, though. You can't get any better than being the Music Cares Persons of the Year, and there's no finer pair of gentlemen than Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson deserving of the honor.
Two guys who founded one of the all-time greatest record labels of all time and put together some of the most incredible music absolutely deserve these honors. They've done a lot for their community. They've done a lot for America. And they've done some pretty incredible things in changing the world of rock and roll by themselves and changing pop music, too.
They'll be honored the week of the Grammys in February 2023. Hey, guess what? My girlfriend Joni Mitchell is going to play her first complete concert since she got sick back in 2015. Brandi Carlile's getting her out of the house again, Marcus.
Man, I don't know what kind of magic Brandi Carlile has, but she's doing some great things. It's going to be wonderful to see her do this show with her friend Brandi Carlile, and I was thinking that you might even consider taking a vacation weekend to go see this show because you are a big fan of Joni Mitchell.
Here's the thing I know. That's going to be very complicated to work out, but you never say never. And I know that it's going to be a video, a DVD, and an album once it's all said and done. I can't wait to hear how it goes, to be honest with you. Hey, man, I know that COVID has kept Dave Navarro back at the house, and Jane's Addiction was going on the road anyway, but I didn't hear that Hurry Farrell apparently had taken a pretty nasty fall, and they're canceling the rest of their shows.
Yeah, they had to pull off their tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. He got hurt October 19th in Madison Square Garden. He wants to be on the road and perform, but this injury
but
is preventing it.
Yeah, kind of, you know, yeah.
And he's getting older, man. It takes longer to heal when you get hurt. I don't care what the injury is. As we age, the healing process takes a little bit longer. For him to put on the kind of show he wants to put on, he's going to want to be at 100% for us, his fans. Our Lady Peace is stepping in to take over their spots for the end of the tour run, and they are great live. If you can see them on any of these dates, go see them. A fantastic live band.
Here's the quick healing vibes going out to Perry Farrell. One of the things we do, sadly, far too often, Marcus, is talk about the passing of rock and roll heroes. Got news this week that Greg Philbin, one of the founding members of REO Speedwagon, had died. He played on all the early albums and had been ill for a while. Kevin Cronin said that his health had been an issue for some time, but today his soul is free. Quote, we all love Greg, mourn his death, and send our condolences to his surviving family members and friends. Today is a sad day in REO world, end quote. And talk about sad experiences. Carly Simon lost both of her sisters to cancer one day apart last week.
So heartbreaking. Her sister, Joanna Simon, an opera singer, died of thyroid cancer on Wednesday at age 85. And her other sister, a Broadway composer, Lucy, lost her life to breast cancer at age 82 the following day. The sisters previously lost their younger brother, photographer Peter, in 2018 at the age of 71.
Hugs to everybody. That's all you can do, man. Hugs to everybody.
Yeah.
One of the great albums in rock history, also born of tragedy and loss, was Back in Black from AC/DC. And Brian Johnson basically settling it once and for all in his new book called The Lives of Brian, kind of a fun little Python-esque poke there, by saying, the conspiracy theories are legion, usually started by people who think they know what happened but weren't there. And he says that there's no doubt in any uncertain terms that it was me at the pen, he says, writing every night and every morning with only the title to work with. That's what happened. That's the truth. And I really hope that it settles it. I got to get that book, Marcus. That's going to be a lot of fun to read.
Oh, absolutely. A book to look forward to indeed. And it just came out.
Marcus, we always keep an eye on fusses and kerfuffles on social media and the internets, correct?
Especially when music is involved, we do.
Yes, and when it involves one of our favorites playing six strings and people are getting on their shit just for having fun, I have to stand up and say, enough's enough. Fish, fish. Oh, wait a minute. It's not about Enough's Enough. It's about Robert Fripp and his better half, Toya.
And their wild covers and videos that they've been posting on YouTube since the beginning of the pandemic. And they've done a really fun job keeping people, I don't know, up.
Loose.
And loose and relaxed and taking our minds off of our worries for a little bit. And
now, here we are. I know we're not out of it by any means, but here we are at this point in the pandemic where things are relaxed. Robert's gone and done a little League of a Thousand Guitar Gentlemen event recently, right? And
yes.
Now, all of a sudden, all these moralists and critics are coming out of the woodwork, giving them shit about the videos and all this stuff. And all I can say is those critics can suck it. During the pandemic, I believe that Robert and Toya saved lives with levity and humor.
There's no doubt they made people feel better when people watched their video. it could only put a smile on your face. And as far as the quote-unquote as close to nudity as possible, who cares?
Yes.
The Europeans don't care. If you've ever been to a beach in Europe, you would get it. You would actually probably feel uncomfortable if you can't handle seeing Toya's boobs the way they are.
And two questions, really, Marcus. One, are they more offended that there's just a piece of tape on the nipple, or that a woman her age has the cojones to let them fly?
Yes and yes. And
I don't
understand why people get so upset. I mean, look at the religious art from the 15, 16, 1700s, 1400s. Lots of nudity.
Are we going to start a podcast about that?
No.
I would love it. It would be fun. Okay.
But seriously.
But here's the frippin' Toya, and all you people who don't have fun can suck it.
Yep. And check their videos out if you haven't. They're really fun.
Their covers
are wild.
Woo-hoo.
And when you have a musical genius like Robert Fripp doing some sort of interpretation of songs, it's really fun. And they do a great job.
Monday is Halloween, or as we like to say around here, Halloween Marcus.
I'm so
scared. And just in time for Halloween Marcus. It's a special re-release, shocking, of our Halloweeny roast number two. That's right. Last year for Halloween, we made number two, and we're re-releasing it.
What's that smell? It smells like...
It's the Krebs versus Typo Negative.
Looking forward to re-releasing this one because the Krebs versus Typo is fun. They both have some really funny and wild songs that have spooky titles and maybe even some spooky themes. But behind each of them is a different sense of humor.
I don't know what you're talking about. Get it wherever you get your podcasts on Monday. Wherever you get them, we're pretty much there. Halloweeny roast number two, Redux, from the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And that's it for this Bent News Update, Marcus. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus, as you just said.
Really? I thought you were Goldman.
That too.
When you need to know...
Get bent.
This just into the newsroom here on Bent News. As we go to press, we're just about to post up, and we find out that John 5 has been officially announced as the touring guitarist for Motley Crue. The band releasing the following statement: "We will carry out Mick's wish and continue to tour the world as planned in 2023. More on this in our next Bent News update here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll.